Welcome to Wednesday, November 15th mentorship session. I'm glad that you're all here. Oh, it looks like some other people have joined. There's Jack and Melina, Bridget. Hey, Ruthie. Somebody is on the phone. I'm not sure who. There's Lindsay, Beth, Paula. Oh, great. You're just now showing up on my screen. So, hi, everybody. I want to say hey to everybody on this week of Scorpio moon. I'm trying a new room so that we have better light and you don't listen to my heat vent the whole time. So we'll see how this works. Let me know if there's better video quality and better light. We're working on that. It's a little weird with the light, but we'll work it out. So let's take a moment and just breathe into our bellies. Close your eyes. Just take a moment and ground our energy. And just visualize energetic roots flowing down into the earth. Allowing your energy to be stabilized and supported by the beautiful earth energies, Pachamama, Mother Gaia. Just breathing into your belly, allowing any stuck energy to flow through those roots down into the earth. Just like a great tree, letting all that hucha flow to the earth. Feed Pachamama the hucha. And as you allow that hucha, that stuck energy, to flow down into the earth to feed Mother Gaia, then receive the energy of the earth back up into your body and allow that earth energy to fill you in a very grounding and supportive way. And as you're filled with that earth energy, allow that to flow up into your body, filling your whole body all the way up to your crown. And then feel that earth energy flowing up and out your crown, all the way up through the sky and the clouds and the ether, into the stars, and finally all the way to the sun. Indigait, Father, Son. Tapping in with that activated solar energy. Allowing yourself to receive that energy flowing back down. That energy flow down, 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 gently, gracefully into the crown of your head. Filling your head and your neck, activating those chakras as it flows down into your heart chakra, into your solar plexus, especially that good sunshine energy in your solar plexus, and feeling that activated solar energy mixing and swirling with the energy of the earth in your belly. So that you're grounded and activated, supported and nurtured. Paige, can you make sure everyone's muted except for me, please? Take a moment to sit with your day. To sit with the pieces of your day. Just start in this moment and start making your way backwards. Recapitulation. Linking in with the things that felt good and that were working. And maybe some things that didn't feel good and didn't feel like they were working. And just bringing awareness and breath. All of those experiences to activate them in pure love and pure medicine. Just making your way back through your day until you make it all the way to this morning when you woke up. Just breathe into your belly as you connect with yourself, waking up in the morning and choosing that you have a beautiful, luminous day today, completely shifting the energetics of your day. And breathing into your belly, finding yourself back in this sacred space, invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel in the center, Sandalphon above, Metatron below, Apu Greybeard, Apu Asangate, Apu Pachatusa, Apu Sokantai, Apu Poma Marka, Apu Mama Simone, Apu Veronica. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world, linked in medicine world, where everything is welcome as pure love and pure medicine. Breathe gently into your belly. Gracias, Apu Kuna, sacred mountains. Apu Blue Ridge, Apu Kuna, Great Smokies, Apu Kuna, Seven Sisters, Apu Kuna, Appalachia, Apu Kuna de los Andes. Gracias, Nusta Kuna, Sacred Waters, Nusta New. Nusta French Broad, Nusta Nantahala, Nusta Laurel, Nusta Flat Creek. Gracias, ancestors. Thank you for your wisdom, your experience, and your good medicine. Thank you for your guidance and support. Thank you, winged ones and four-leggeds. Thank you, insect and reptile kingdoms and beings that live in the waters. Thank you to the celestial realms, the archangels, star beings. Thank you to the Minari, for psychic and energetic surgeries, empowering healing. Thank you to the lightning beings, Pleiadians, Atlanteans, Lumerians. Thank you. Thank you to our plant teachers. Thank you to my plant teachers. Gracias, La Madre, Ayahuasca, Chacun. Gracias, Abuelo, Huachuma, San Pedro. Gracias, Maestro, Tobacco, Mapacho, Singaro. Gracias, Mama Cacao. Thank you to our herb friends and our flower family. Thank you to the tree tribe, all of the beautiful green tribe on Pachamama. Thank you for your guides, your guardians, your teachers in the seen and unseen realms. I ask that your guides will step forward this evening, making themselves tangibly known to you, working with you clearly, May you have confidence and clarity as you connect with your guides at this time. As you connect with your guides, gently breathe into your belly. If you're not sure who your guides are, then you're welcome to invite in any animal totems that resonate for you, teachers or beings of light, any spiritual figures that you consider guides, ascended masters, angels, whatever resonates for you. Feel them circled up right where you're sitting. See them in your sacred imagination standing with you. I'd like you to breathe into your belly, keeping your eyes closed, and allowing your energy to expand so that you become as big as the room that you're in. Then you become as big as your house. And you expand as you breathe into your belly and find yourself so big that you're looking down upon your house and upon your neighborhood. You're getting bigger, looking down on your whole town or city. You can feel yourself expanding as your head is reaching the clouds. You're expanding and expanding out into the ether. Looking down upon the earth. And breathe into your belly and ground as you expand, as you make your way to the moon, la lune, Mama Kia. Make your way to that beautiful moon. Take a moment and let yourself imagine yourself finding the dark side of the moon, the new moon aspect, so that there isn't the light of the sun coming through and we're in the dark side of the new moon. And make your way to standing on the moon. See yourself getting small enough to now stand on the moon. Take a moment and reach down and feel what the moon feels like. And if you'd like, you can sit down or lie down on the moon. And breathing into your belly, see the complete darkness, the quiet, the stillness. Feel into that. Take a moment and connect in with that shadow energy within yourself. The places that have not been brought to light or are not often brought to light. Take a moment and connect with the spirit of the moon. Ask the moon to guide you and teach you and bring you understanding of your own shadow aspects in order to live, embody, and love into those aspects of yourself. Breathe gently into your bellies. And find a place of completion with your communion with La Luna, Mother Moon. And when you are ready, you may make your way back to the earth gently and gracefully swooping down, enjoying the leap through the cosmos, gently, gently, gently finding your way back into your body. And grounding where you are on Pachamama, on the earth. Reconnect with your body wiggling your toes and your fingers, breathing into your belly to ground your energy once again, to connect with the earth in a grounded, supportive way. Take a moment and reconnect with your guides around you in that space. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Find your way back to the group. I encourage you to drink some water. I hope that every time we meet, each of you brings some water to drink. Feel free to bring a journal or anything you want to take notes on, all that good stuff too. Oh, and smudge. Let's smudge. I'll smudge while you all are making your way back to your bodies gracefully, easily. I had to get some pillows before we went to the moon so I could get comfortable in my chair here. I'm not used to sitting in a chair when I do this. I'm experimenting. So yeah, do drink plenty of water, because when we're journeying, you're moving energy, and it's good to stay hydrated. Staying hydrated will help you feel good. It will help you stay grounded. It will help you integrate the medicine work that we're doing. And I wanted to connect in with La Luna. Here's a little smudge for you. I want to connect in with Mother Moon tonight, because the new moon in Scorpio is this Saturday. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling it. Yesterday, I was feeling it in a not fun way. Today has been a much more fun day. I finally realized I had to get with the program. Pay attention that the Scorpio moon is no joke. New moon. And Scorpio loves to go into the depths. Loves to go into the shadow places, and the new moon does too. So between those energies and whatever's going on with you and your chart, I'm not an astrologer to explain all that to you, but wowza. Do not be surprised if you start feeling this, if you're not already. Do not be surprised if the people around you start acting weird this week. Do not be surprised if you're crying for no apparent reason or feeling completely underneath a wave of water, energetically speaking. And if you are riding it, or if you are a Scorpio, enjoy. This is your time. Have fun with it. Whenever we go into the Neptune places, which is Pisces, and I'm a Pisces, I'm like, yeah, and I'm just surfing and everybody around me is freaking out. So this is Scorpio's opportunity to surf while the rest of us go, what the? Y'all living this all the time? That's crazy. And I'm being very general because I'm not an astrologer, and I'm also being silly. There is definitely some potent new moon Scorpio energy happening right now. So I wanted to go talk to the moon, talk to the shadow side of the moon and connect in, and let's make friends with her. Let's let her be a guide. The moon affects everyone, men and women, and especially women. The tides of the oceans and the seas, the moon affects our moods and as humanity, and also as women, our moon time, our beautiful moon time flow. So the moon is a very potent teacher, and I highly encourage you to connect with the medicine of the moon, however it feels resonant for you. I felt called tonight to literally go stand on the moon and feel into it in a really palpable, tangible way, because that's fun. You can connect with the moon as a spirit guide. You can ask the spirit of the moon to come and be with you. There's all sorts of things you can do to connect in with the moon. And so I really wanted to do that because I've been feeling this new moon so potently and wanted to share that with you all. So enjoy. I'm glad that you're all here. I think some people joined right as we were starting to journey. So I want to say hey to everybody. And I'm not sure who's on the phone, but if you have a question tonight, you can press, is it star 9, Paige, or pound 9? Star 9, if you have a question. So there's Blue Fire, and hey, Jack. Glad you're here, Jack. Beth, Kim, welcome, Kim. Kim's new. Thanks for being here. Lisa, I'm so glad to see you're here. I hope you're feeling good. Ruthie is rocking out, the working out. I'm going to tell y'all a little sugar story. This is for you, Ruthie. There's Julie, got her hair down. That's nice. I like it. Hi, Marissa. Marissa just joined us tonight. Welcome. Christy, welcome. Good to see you. Shanti and her kitties. Lindsay, I said hey to. Deanna, Melina, I know you've got a question. I'll answer that at the beginning, too. And Bridget, there's Paula, Paige, Laura, Elaine, and Michelle. We already looked at everybody's. About 5 or 6 people were on earlier, and we got to see their dogs and cats and say hey to everybody. So that was really fun. If you get here early, there's all sorts of random things that happen. So I do want to say hi to everybody and welcome the new people who've just joined the mentorship or just had a chance to join us live. I'm really glad that you're here. And if you haven't sent a request to join the Facebook group, please do that when you're ready to do that, and you'll be able to connect with all these wonderful people you can see here on the video screen. So that's really great. I want to let you know that if you have anything you want to work with during the sessions, if you're comfortable posting it in the group, please do that. If you're not comfortable posting it in the group, then we probably need to do a private session because I don't want you to feel uncomfortable sharing something in the group that so we can work on it privately. But if it's something you want to work on in the group, if you'll post it on the Facebook group page, then everybody else knows that we'll be working on that, and they can also be sitting with their intentions around that. So that's a big help. Instead of emailing me privately, which a bunch of people did this week, a lot of people have stuff they want to work with. The first thing I want to share is I got a message this week from someone who was saying that they're not wanting, I don't know, they made a reference to me teaching in a very Peruvian style, which they're super interested in, but they referenced it in such a way that I teach Peruvian work. And I want to be really clear that I'm a rainbow road person. I don't walk the red road or the brown road or the white road or the yellow road or the green. I make an effort to really walk all the roads in as much as I'm able to share with you. And very much a lot of what I share with you has been learned to me, remembered to me through what is called kamaska. Kamaska is when you receive, I've studied with teachers, and then there comes a place where the energies in the realms, the spirits that I'm now able to attune with, will teach me in ceremony, plant medicine ceremony, when I'm journeying, when I'm sitting at my mesa. So I'm really sharing with you all a blend of things that I've learned from sitting with Native Americans, that I've learned from sitting with Buddhists, that I've learned from Reiki training, yoga training, sitting with Pacos and Alto Misayaks, and it's really a blend. And so I've never claimed to be an indigenous lineage teacher, and I want to be really clear that I'm not teaching super traditional lineage at all. And if you're interested in that, go for it. I like to be inclusive, and I like to really work with what resonates for me. And I also like to be a bridge. I study with traditional teachers, and then I find that for Westerners, sometimes it doesn't know how to integrate. So I like to be a bridge. For those of you who are just starting the mentorship, if you want to know how to shamanic journey, I hope you can see that. Shaman's Toolbox, that's my book. You don't have to buy it. If you go to my website and you get a copy of this from Amazon, you'll have all the fundamentals. If you have never journeyed before, if you're not sure how I work, that's going to be a really quick, easy, fun way to catch up, and it'll also share with you about me. I'm going to share with you all a couple books that I like, because if you are interested in Peruvian Andean shamanism, there's a really great book to help you get started. It's not a very professionally done book. There's a lot of typos and grammatical errors, but this book is called Inca Mountain Magic. And it's by Zane Kerfman. I'll put these in the Facebook group. But there's what it looks like. That's a creepy little front picture, isn't it? But there's his name, and there's the title. And I'll upload a photo of it to the Facebook group, Inca Mountain Magic. I don't think you can find it at a local bookstore, but you can definitely find it on Amazon. It's always great to support local. That's going to give you some of the fundamentals of when you hear me talking about Pachamama Mama Kia, Mama Kocha, Inti Taita, Kuichi, these Quechua terms that I'm working with, Chaska, you know, these different things. That's going to give you some insight into what I'm talking about if you're curious, if you'd like to learn. I definitely try to teach you as I'm going in case you're interested, but I don't always get into it. So that's a really great fundamental one. This is one that's very famous, Masters of the Living Energy. You can see that by Joan Parisi Wilcox, who actually lives in North Carolina. I have studied with her at workshops. This is a really interesting book. It's basically, she recorded these Paco teachers. Pacos are what they call teachers. They don't call themselves shamans. They're called Pacos. She recorded them talking. And so this is really just conversations with them, and it's amazing. What you'll notice is if you start reading books like this or sitting with these Andean teachers, everybody says something a little different. Even within some of the books, they will contradict each other, and they know that they are because their tradition is a living tradition. And so that each teacher might have a little different way of doing it or different words. And so some of the words in that first book that I showed you, the Quechua terms he uses, like hukui, is when, if you've ever sat with me in person at a ceremony and I do the flowering with the Florida water, basically I'm spitting Florida water on you. I learned that's called fukui, but in his book he calls it futui. So, you know, Quechua was never a written language. It was also always a verbal language. So there's going to be differences and inaccuracies, but they all add up for the Peruvian teachers. So for those who are interested, I just felt called to share that with you in case you do want to dive deeper. And if it's not in any resonance for you, no problem. We're going to do lots of mojo here, and you'll get bits and pieces of that. Someone had also asked if we could, she said she wanted to spend more time doing lineage work, and I want to be clear that we're always doing lineage work. I just don't necessarily call it lineage work or call it lineage healing. Every time you do a soul retrieval or a clearing, a cord clearing, especially a cord clearing with family, we did the cord clearing with the institutions, and we did a cord clearing with sexual abuse in someone's lineage, and you all did it with your lineage. All of that is creating lineage healing. So everything we're doing is connected. If you're trying to amp up your physical health, your mental health, your work situation, it's all connected. It's all connected. It will all start to shift. The catch, though, the caveat, which is an awesome word, I feel like I want to say that again, the caveat, is that the way I work is the way herbal medicines work. If you take a pill, a Western medicine pill, you're going to have instant relief. It will be short-lived, it will not have depth, and it will probably have a lot of side effects. If you work with herbal medicines, they take longer, they can feel a little slower, but just like the way plants work, they go in slowly, and they deepen, and they deepen, and they deepen until you get healthier and healthier and healthier, and it stays, and it's got depth, and it's got roots, and it creates tangible health shifts, and it lasts. But you got to keep doing the herbal remedies, right? I take certain herbs every night. I love pedicularis and milky oats. They're excellent nervous system support, and they also start rebuilding things in the physical body if you take them long enough. But it could take 2 or 3 years for that to happen. It could take more than that. So the way I'm working with each of you is more like an herbal remedy. You can do the shortcuts every once in a while. You can do the quickies. Sometimes people end up with the healing crisis, and sometimes they don't really get the lesson and the medicine because it happens so fast, they're not able to integrate it. There's nothing wrong with that. We just want to bring some balance. So the work, the medicine work that I'm sharing with each of you is like an herbal remedy where the more you do it, the more things will shift and shift. But it's not necessarily this miraculous, dramatic boom. Those can happen. They can definitely happen, and they will happen. The long-term shifts can feel a little slower. So I wanted to touch in on this, and can you unmute Melina, please? Melina, you had asked about you know, amping up your job situation. And so I was thinking about that before we started today. And that's why I wanted to explain how this works, because everything's connected. If you do a cord clearing with your parents who you love and adore or whatever, that's going to start cleaning up your energy to have a better situation, better clarity as you move forward on your journey with work, relationship, and everything else. It's not necessarily going to happen in 20 minutes, though.
Right.
It's going to take time, and it's going to need time to continue. But when we take the path a little slow, well, it's not slower, but when we just really take it intentionally, then you have depth. And that will become long-lasting and less burnout and ability to stick with it. So I wanted to touch in on that, not just for you, but for the whole group.
Yeah.
Because it feels, I mean, I can definitely, especially if you come sit in ceremony and work with me one-on-one, we can definitely do some, you know, rock it out, dramatic, instant kind of shift thing, but you still have to integrate it and body and live into it. So I wanted to share a little bit tonight about why I like the consistency of this mentorship and how it can be of support to each of you. And so as you continue with this, Melina, and you continue to do all the things we're doing, you'll get more clarity about your work. You'll get more clarity about what you want. You'll be able to amp up your prosperity financially and otherwise. And those things will come into clarity, especially as you focus on how you want to feel. And then how you want to feel gets vibrated back to you, and how you want to feel becomes everything you're doing, including your job.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Thanks so much for speaking to that. That makes a lot of sense. And I think I just sort of needed to hear that, because I was sort of thinking about also the ongoing, you know, when we finish this sort of round of sessions and new dates that are coming up. And I was just thinking about my intention and why I'm here and how I want to follow through. And so that sort of brought me back to tying it all together. So,
yeah. And that's perfect. Yeah. One thing I would encourage for you and everybody else, and this is a personal practice that I started doing over the last few years. For me, the New Year's is really more around solstice, December 21st. New Year's Eve is kind of like, for me anyway, it feels like the Gregorian calendar. And everybody parties, and so everybody else kind of catches up. But the new year, to me, December 21st is when we start coming back to the sun. The light starts to return at the sign of the year. So for me, that feels like a new year shift. So I set intentions just before the solstice or on the solstice, and I write them all down.
Okay.
And I write down everything. I write it all down.
Okay, good.
And I fold it up and I put it on my mesa, on my altar, whatever your altar is. And honestly, I will sometimes just forget about it. And it used to be, I started this probably 4 or 5 years ago. And at the end of the year, I would look at it and I had maybe accomplished a couple things. And then each year it got progressively more and more and more as I continue these practices that we're doing together. And then this year, I actually looked at it and realized about 8 months into the year, I had accomplished all the major things on my list. They looked different, though. They looked different. They weren't what I was seeing in my head when I wrote it down, but they happened, which is one, awesome, and two, lets me know, okay, how do I want to shift this? Do I want to be more specific? And three, okay. Great. Now what? So I like to do that with the solstice. And when I connect with you all from Peru on December 13th, we can definitely do some intention setting. You can share your intentions in the Facebook group before we meet together. We can do some activation. I'm really excited to connect with you all from Peru and do that just before the solstice. So I would encourage you doing that with your work.
Okay.
The other thing I want to mention to you, how do I say this? Everybody's life looks more awesome from the outside and on social media than it is in real life.
Yep.
Don't compare yourself to anybody else. I'm not going to tell anybody's secrets. I'm not going to tell my secrets.
Yeah.
I tell a lot of my secrets. I don't think I have any secrets. I probably need some. No, but, you know, social media and the advent of online and the internet, everybody can look like they're super, super successful.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is social media glitz. It's glitz, yeah. Social media, and that's fine. It just depends on what's resonant for you. So don't compare yourself to other people. Because I remember way back, like, I don't know, like 12 years ago, I was really trying to work solely doing healing work and not have any part-time gigs. And I was still kind of pet sitting for people, and especially super wealthy people. So I got to stay in their house and have, like, you know, a big weekend and like a mansion and stuff. That was fun. But I thought I wasn't doing very well because I saw all these other people who were working very little and were all paying their bills, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I'm not going to get into details, but let's just say there's a connection with California, and there's a connection with, you know, work in California that was considered seasonal work, and if you know what I'm saying. And think, so these people were not making a living doing healing work.
Right.
But I thought they all were, so I thought I was way behind, and because all I was focused on was healing work. And then I went, what? I'm doing good, you know? So I mentioned that. It's fine however everybody wants to make a living. It was just important to me to recognize, like, I had an idea that wasn't happening. So mm-hmm. poco a poco.
Okay.
Poco a poco. Focus on what you want to do. Be yourself. Stay authentic. Don't do stuff just because you think people want it or it will not feel good. Do what you want to do. Do the kind of body work you want to do. You will find your niche when you stay authentic to yourself.
Cool. Thanks.
That's been my experience. Did that help?
Yes, it did. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, sometimes I just, this whole journey just stirs things up, and so it's helpful just to talk about it.
Yeah, and honestly, this mentorship is meant to stir things up.
Yeah.
If things aren't getting stirred up, then you might want to check in a little bit more, because that's good. It's good if it's getting stirred up, and eventually it feels less intense, you know, but that really, if it's not getting stirred up, then we don't find the clarity. So I'm glad things are getting stirred up for you and that you're sticking with it and you're willing to check in with that. Because those of you who are keeping up with this regularly, even if you have to watch the recordings, people are having some big shifts. But, you know, it's important to stick with it even when you feel good or even if you feel bad. Like, I go sit with somebody once a month, and I have for years now,
mm-hmm.
because once I got past all the years of needing to do all the crisis work, now I go in and sit, and it's, like, off the hook. But sometimes I go in, and I'm in my stuff, and I'm triggered, and sometimes I'm like, I don't know what to work with today, and then something huge opens up. So it just gets better and better. It really does.
I believe that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're sticking with it.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You said your moon is in Scorpio. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, and Elaine is mentioning a book by Matt McGee, the book that he did about the Pachacuti Mesa stuff. I don't know. I don't know who that is, Elaine. Maybe post it in the group. Okay. Okay, awesome. So thanks, Melina. Yeah, and so Elaine, you had wanted to do some work with your feet? Okay, Elena wants to do some physical healing work, and we don't do a lot of that in this group up to this point. So you can unmute Elaine. If you don't have issues with your feet, that's fine. You can actually, feet are very much connected to the moon and very much connected to water, so this is kind of interesting. If you want to, as we're doing this work, as I'm doing this work with her, especially if you haven't been with us before, you get to choose a place on your body that you'd want to work with, and you don't have to have the same issue. You don't even have to necessarily need physical healing. You can still receive. So, Elaine, what did you want to focus on tonight?
I've been having problems with my ankles and feet for quite a while now,
mm-hmm.
and it's starting to degrade a little bit more than, because I got new shoes, right? So
uh-huh.
it really became a lot worse because I finally got rid of the old shoes. A lot of that, I'm getting some very good Asian body work that's helping a lot to help release some of the stuck hucha. And I also work out with him doing, it's actually Indonesian wrestling, but he likes to call it proprioceptive calisthenics. So, you know, it's all working with balance and opening the pelvis. And so it's very, very good for me. But I know that also I'm working with something for soul retrieval around it. I'm pretty sure my guides told me this. And during the journey we just did, my Campo Garantero is quite active, and San Cipriano showed up as my guide, which he never did before, really. He's kind of like the gatekeeper for the Campo Garantero, but I had ants and spiders show up, taking me around this on this red manta around the shadow of the moon.
Wow.
And that's all I really got was, yeah, go low, slow, and just get used to the shoes and... Mm-hmm. You know, maybe take some collagen, things like that. But I was still told that there's some soul retrieval to be done.
I was actually feeling some soul retrieval, and I think that'd be really good for the group. I also want to introduce you all, in case you haven't worked with me before, to the Munari, M-U-N-A-R-I. The Munari are energies, beings that I work with in the realms that are psychic and energetic surgeons. I've worked with them for probably 7 or 8 years, and I met them through an elder who lives in Mount Shasta, and if you Google them, you won't find anything, but they're incredible, and they can actually do miraculous healing. It doesn't have to be physical. I tend to call them in for physical healing, but they can offer uploads, activations, attunements. They help. This book that I mentioned that I encourage you read if you want to get the fundamentals, they uploaded that to me, and within 6 months it was written and published. So they're no joke, and I trust them inherently. So I'd like to call them in to support as well for everybody here. They will, if you're open to it, do not feel like you have to work with them. But if you're open, they will energetically open you up to do psychic and energetic surgery while we're working together. And Elaine, I do want to do some soul retrieval about the feet for you. So everybody else, as we're working, if you're having any physical healing needs, desires at this time, then instead of working with, if you don't need to work with the feet, you'll work with whatever you're working with. And if you're not feeling any real physical health issues, then you'll get an overall general soul retrieval and support with your physical health continuing. Okay? But even if you just have fatigue, this is a good place. So, Elaine, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So everybody just take a moment and breathe into your belly and ground your energy.
I'm going to lay down.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're able to, I'm able to hear you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get cold.
And just allowing yourself to get comfortable and ground your energy as you breathe into your belly. And in your sacred imagination, visualize your portal door, so that you can make your way into your sacred space that you have created in your imagination. And reconnect with your sacred space. Connect with your guides in that sacred space. And take a moment, just connect with your guides. Feel yourself surrounded in support in your sacred space where you are safe and held. And Elaine, have you got your guides around you?
Yeah, I've never seen these ones before. They look like those statues from Easter Island.
Is that the Munari working with you?
I don't know. Munari usually show up for me like bands of light.
Awesome. So call in the Munari, but keep those Easter Island energies there too.
And these are tall. They're giant.
Yeah. Call in the Munari, and just in your heart, ask them to support and assist with any physical healing, energetic, mental, emotional, spiritual healing that each of you are seeking at this time. Gently breathing into your belly, you will feel them begin to work on you. They'll begin their psychic and energetic surgeries now. And Elaine, I want you to connect with those Easter Island energies, because it's interesting that those energies are stuck all the way so deep into the earth so that they can't move. And your feet and ankles are making it so that you cannot move. So there is a deep symbolic connection here.
I understand.
I want you to breathe into your belly and ask those Easter Island energies from your heart, what do you need? Tell me what you get.
Sense of place, what they're saying.
I can't hear you.
The sense of place.
They need a sense of place, okay. Is there anything else they need?
Well, they keep on scanning the area, the environment, and they want to move, but of course they can't, because they're stuck.
So ask your healing team and the Munari and your guides and the archangels to support and assist these energies around you to be freed, to be liberated, so that they are no longer stuck.
Okay.
Let me know what happens.
Well, these entities are coming out of what kind of look like these static Easter Island guys. And like they're crawling with feet. I can't describe it. It's like their hands are crawling along the ground, but their feet.
Yep. Okay.
And but they're not standing upright like those stones were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's fine. They're moving, right?
Yes, they're moving.
That's what they want to be doing, is moving. That's good.
But they don't really have a body.
Okay.
Just feet. Right. Yeah, weird.
So ask those feet that are crawling around from those energies, ask those feet to step into your feet, to support and assist with strength and movement, and breathe into your belly to receive that support.
Yeah, when I did that, those statues just kind of dissolved.
Yep, good. Just breathe into the energy in your feet and your ankles, and breathe into your human form. And ask the energies, ask the beings that created those Easter Island statues to circle up with you, and to imbue you with a sense of place, a sense of home within yourself. Good. Breathe into your belly. You're doing great.
I'm working a lot with my solar plexus, it feels like.
Yep, that's good. Grounding.
The Munari are working with that a lot.
Good. Is that feeling better?
But I'm very emotional. I feel very emotional.
That's all right. You're learning to come into your body despite the trauma and the grief of how home has felt to you. and the grief of losing home. So you're doing great. Just breathe into it. And the grief of losing your people. So just honor your people, honor your tribe, whoever they are throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. And send your healing team, your guides to support your tribes and to empower you to feel reconnected with your various families within your heart. That you can reconnect with those energies and heal the grief of separation. You're doing great. Breathe into your belly. And I want you to surround yourself with a beautiful tribe of dogs. Very loyal, loyal dogs that will support you and journey with you and be with you throughout all lifetimes in solidarity and loyalty and support so that they never leave you.
But there it is, they're always with me, they always are.
Yep. Good. How does that feel to have those energies around you? How's your body feeling?
Still integrating.
Good.
Still coming together.
Good. So take some time to integrate with that. I want you to just rest and relax. Continue to integrate into that. Allow the Munari to work on you and allow your feet to heal and have movement so that they no longer feel stuck. They've been stuck for so long that they've started to disintegrate, just like the Easter Island statues underneath the earth. And there's
that used to be my tribe.
I know. And you're separate, you feel separated from them, and that's where the grief has been coming in. And that's what you're healing right now. And if you want to journey and go talk to that tribe, you're welcome to. I'm going to check in with the rest of the group and acknowledge that the Munari are continuing to work with any physical healing that you're seeking support with. And if the rest of you would like to take a moment and link in with your tribe in the realms, this is a good time to do that. You might have ancestors as your tribe. You might have star beings as your tribe. You might have archangels as your tribe. You might have ascended masters as your tribe. Whatever, fairies, anything that feels resonant for you, take a moment and connect in with your tribe, your family in the realms, one of the places of your origin where you feel seen and received completely. Connected. Find your tribe and ask them for guidance and support. Clarity and love. Ask to see where you fit in with that tribe, how you are just like them and you are acknowledged and appreciated so deeply just as you are. Where everything about you makes sense because you are with your tribe, your family in the realms. We're reunited, reconnected, perfect divine harmony. You can ask them for gifts, ask for support, ask them to help you remember who you are, why you are on the planet, your mission, your divinity. Take a few more moments to connect with them. When you're ready, you can make your way back through your portal door into your personal human space. And if your tribe would like to come with you and surround you, they're welcome to do so. Your family in the realms. When you feel yourself back in your human experience, allow the Minari to continue to work on you for any support that you would like, healing, activation, uploads. Especially physical healing. You feel reconnected with your physical form. You have your guides with you. You can close that portal door behind you. And even as you gently open your eyes, the Munari will continue to work with you and to work on you. And for the next 72 hours, they will continue to work with you for guidance, healing of every possible kind, attunements, reprogramming. And over the next 3 days, any support you want from them, just let them know. If it gets too intense, ask them to slow it down. But they'll continue to work with you on anything you want to focus on. And they really will. I love how a question about physical healing of your feet leads to this whole past life experience and finding our tribe, our soul family in the realms. It just always amazes me how it's all connected. My experience doing this work for almost two decades is that you have soul family in the realms, most of whom are not human. So whenever you want to connect in with them and find a space where you feel completely at home, at peace, totally seen and received just as you are, and bring that healing to yourself and to your body and to your experience, I encourage you to go into the realms and ask to connect with your soul family, with your true tribe. Yeah, it's very powerful. As someone who was adopted when I first started this work so many years ago, finding my family in the realms was very healing, because then I stopped searching on this planet and I let my adopted family be more of a family to me, because I was vibrating from a place of, I know where I belong, I have my family. And then all of my relationships shifted, not even just with my family. I was no longer looking for where I fit in, because I don't really feel like I fit in so much on the human planet. But in the realms, I know exactly who my people are, people. And so I always feel seen and received and loved by them, even when the human experience can feel a little rocky. So that's a really good one to try. And Jack, if you're listening, I'm receiving counsel. That's a really good one for you to practice. It's good for everybody, but Spirit just wanted to say hey to Jack and let Jack know that your tribe in the realms is with you. And I hope you're able to connect in with them. I hope you're able to tonight. Hope that was fun for everybody. I want to mention one last thing before we close, which is totally random, but in honor of Ruthie, where are you, Ruthie? There you are. And in honor of sugar. Yeah, so I've been on this 40-day transformation using these Purium products, and I love it. They're vegetarian, vegan, rocking my world. And haven't been drinking cacao, haven't been eating chocolate, which if you knew me personally would know that that is a big deal. And as someone who leads cacao ceremony, I've only been drinking cacao in ceremony, and I put like tiny, tiny bit of sweetener that I can barely even taste, just to kind of take the some of the bitterness out, but not sweet at all. 25 days I've been doing this. I did a 10-day cleanse, and I've been 15 days on the core 3 and the daily stuff. Been feeling awesome. Hot flashes, like almost gone. Just feeling amazing. Super clean and clear. Yesterday was a really, 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 really hard day. I don't have a lot of those anymore. So yesterday was special. The whole day I was just out of alignment. I could not get back in. I was in it. It was marvelous. Y'all should have seen it. I really want to curse right now, but I'm not. But seriously, it was like a SHIT show. You know what I'm saying? It was all over the place. And so at the end of the day, I sat at my mesa, I raised Singha, I did prayers, and I was able to get back into alignment. And I got up this morning and I got some more stuff came in. I was like, you know what? I want some cacao and I want to put sugar in it. Okay. So I made some cacao and I sweetened it like Willy Wonka. It was so good. It was like liquid chocolate. Okay. So here's what happened. I feel like I took drugs, like, and not medicine, drugs. My stomach hurt. I started feeling like I was getting diarrhea. My brain has been foggy. Until I got on the session and started working with y'all for the last like 4 hours, I felt foggy. I felt exhausted. I felt starving. I was just like, what? I mean, it was just like 0 to 180 degrees different just from a few spoonfuls of sugar in my cacao. The cacao wasn't the issue. The sugar is. And because I've been so clean and I just fell all off that wagon, I just want to honor you, Ruthie, because it happens to the best of us. But I didn't just fall off the wagon. I intentionally jumped off the back of it in traffic because I wanted cacao. And then I realized, you know what? This is my cheat day. I feel like poop I feel much better now after spending this time with y'all. I feel so much better. And this is the medicine work that brings me back. But for about the last 4 or 5 hours, I felt awful. And I can feel the difference so tangibly. My hot flashes started coming back. I started getting moody just in the last few hours. The reason I share this is, one, be easy with yourself. We all do it. And today I was like, okay, today was my cheat day. That's okay. I ate a salad for dinner. I'm going to have some tea when we're done. I'm going to start fresh tomorrow. It's going to be okay. I'm going to complete this 40 days. The second thing I want to offer up is sugar is a drug. It may not be registered as one, but our body reacts like one. It reacts, if you've seen any of the studies, we react a lot like people react to heroin when you ingest sugar. And it's no joke. And I want to offer that up because if you're having mood swings or if you're having a hard time, what you put into your body makes a huge difference. And I know that and you know that, but today it's almost like I got like instant manifestation of sugar. I mean, of medicine, not medicine. Medicine, poison, the difference between the two. Because medicine, what goes into your body as medicine, is supportive and expansive and healing. And it feels good. And it will bring you to a place of balance and clarity. But sugar is not medicine. Not like sugar like I'm talking about. Fruit, that's not what I'm talking about. I think you all know what I mean. Sweets and the thing that jacks your insulin level up, you know, spike your insulin. So I just want to offer that up because what you bring into your body affects your spiritual experience, which is why I no longer eat meat and I don't eat animal products. And that's just my particular journey. But what you bring into your body makes a big difference. So just remember, food is medicine, not just food as medicine, but food is medicine. And poco a poco, bit by bit, be easy with yourself, with all of it, with the food, with the sugar, with the relationships, with the job, with everything, with this process. And and connect with the moon this week. Connect with La Luna. Connect with that beautiful shadow energy. I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you have a good time with it. And thank you so much for being here. I really want to welcome all our new folks. I can't wait to interact with you on Facebook. Please feel free to interact and let us know anything that you need that we can support. This is an awesome community. I can honestly say I look forward to this every other Wednesday. And that means a lot to me. So thank you for being here. And you can unmute everybody and we can say thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
Goodbye.
Good job tonight, Elaine.
Thank you.
Everybody else. That was good. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Say bye good night to the kitties and doggies. I'll see y'all later. Thank you for hosting, Paige.
Thanks, Paige. Yeah, thanks, everybody. Thanks.